Okay, our friends. So Christmas is behind us now, and the new year is coming very soon. And lots of new things might be happening in your life. And if you, like our cousins, have something new in your life that is, well, a new life, then this is the book for you. So today's story is The Littlest Yak and the New Arrival. It was written by Lou Fraser and Kate Hendley. And friends, I cannot wait to share it with you. And I want to dedicate it to our very own Miss Minnie and Miss Marigold, because they've got a little Bonnie now in their life, and new babies make things exciting. Today's story is read by Mommy and
Burp.
Something that's burping. Goodness bless you.
Burp.
Well, that's a very burpy thing. Are you a cat?
Burp.
Yes, an eating cat who burps.
Burp.
Well, maybe you should stop eating so much so that you don't burp all the time. Just a thought. Here, sit back and listen to my story instead. You ready? Okay, here we go. On the pointiest peak of a craggy cliff top, where the icicles swing and the snow doesn't stop, there's a mummy yak under a moon shining brightly with Gertie, the littlest yak, cuddled tightly. Oh, I've treasured the time that's been just you and me. But soon, Mummy whispered, our two becomes three.
We're having a baby?
Gasped Gertie. Brand new?
Then I'll be a big sister Gertie soon, too.
And she dreamed woolly dreams of sweet yaklings all night, till Big Sister Planning began at first light.
I'll paint a big banner with glittery pins that says, hello, Yakling, I hope we'll be friends. And I've heard,
Gertie frowned,
that babies are sticky, so I'm knitting a bib.
But hooves make it tricky. Well, in the swish of a tail, Mummy smiled, I'll be back. Home to the herd with our new baby yak. But in case you need hugging while I'm away, here's Granny Hilda. She's coming to stay. And in the picture we can see Granny Hilda has come into the scene. She looks really nice, doesn't she? Okay.
Burp.
Then they waved a big wave as Mom left, slow but steady. And Gertie showed Gran she was big sister ready.
Well, Gertie, Gran nodded, what brilliant preparing. But what yaklings need most is some big sister sharing.
Sharing?
Frowned Gertie and stopped in her tracks.
Then I'll be the best sharer of all sister yaks. Here's my curly wool comb for important back scratching, and my pine cones for playing yak throwing and catching, and books full of pictures to help small thoughts grow, because yaklings have so much to learn and to know.
And it does look like she's got some good books there. I can see Yakarella, The Yaks and the Shoemaker, The Three Little Yaks, The Gingerbread Yak, Little Red Riding Yak, Yak and the Beanstalk, Sleeping Yak. Oh yeah, she's got lots of good stuff here, doesn't she? Gertie thought.
Is there something I've missed? What else could I share on my big sister list?
Then a worrying wobble stirred deep in her tummy.
Oh no,
Gertie gulped.
Will I have to share? Mommy?
Uh-oh.
And oh,
Gertie gasped.
There's an even worse part. Will there be enough space for two yaks in her heart?
Oh, there's space for a Gertie,
smiled Gran, looking wise.
No matter your bigness or smallness or size.
But as soon as snores drifted from Granny Yak's head, on the tip of her hooves. Gertie slipped from her bed, and she drew Mummy's heart with her hoof in the snow just to check that there was space for a Gertie to go. And it did look big enough to fit her, didn't it? Yeah, I thought so too. Then she piled up the sharing things all in a stack.
There's only one room left,
Gertie cried.
For one yak. Well, how will my mummy fit both of us in?
And her woolly face wobbled from horn tips to chin.
Oh, what do I do?
Gertie whispered, heart sinking.
This is the trickiest big sister thinking.
And in the picture we can see, she does have all of her stuff piled up. But, you know, I think you probably could still fit another yak in there. I think you agree. Yeah, maybe sitting on top of the... Friends, you'll have to get the book and take a look at the picture and see if you agree with us. I think there's plenty of room for another yakling. But that's just me.
I need some help to unworry my tummy. And my best of all fixer of wobbles is Mummy. Yes, I'll follow her tracks to our mountainside home.
So Big Sister Brave set off on her own, over the boulders with springs in her knees, and then into the forest of shadow-filled trees, till deeper and darker and farther she stumbled, a little lost yak as the snowy flakes tumbled. But wait! What was that? Something was racing. 100 yak hoofbeats were worriedly chasing, and leading the herd with her hooves flying fast was Mummy Yak, grunting. Oh, Gertie, at last!
Mummy,
cried Gertie,
do you think there might be some space in your heart for a yakling and me?
Oh, there's always a space, Mummy murmured, for you. And she hugged her the way only mummy yaks do. Then, hoof held in hoof, home they sped with a whoosh, till they stopped at the little snow heart with a swoosh. And there, under the sparkling stars high above, Mummy knelt and she rubbed out the edges of love. Then she drew it more hugely in powder puff snow. The thing about hearts, Mummy smiled, is they grow. And she took Gertie's hoof as they stepped in together. See, there's room in my heart for you now and forever. And look. Mummy pointed her hoof high above, a new yakling heart to add even more love. For tucked in a pouch across Mummy Yak's back blinked the wooliest wisp of the miniest yak.
Oh, I think,
Gertie whispered,
my heart has stretched too. It's grown a bit bigger to make space for you.
And there, in the hug of the herd, cuddled tight,
our yakling,
smiled Gertie,
is new, but all right.
And though our herd's grown and it's changed from before,
I'm not loved any less. But a whole heart full more.
Because now there's a new person to love her. What a wonderful thing it is to have your family grow bigger and to know that even more people love you than before. Don't you think? Yeah, I think so too. And with that kind of thinking, let's go into the new year thinking about who else we can love. What do you say? And I say, that is... the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.